Unit 1. British English versus American English. Reading 1. British English versus American English. American English has spread in popularity, mostly due to business, Hollywood, the internet, and education. Many countries still consider British English the real thing when it comes to studying English in the classroom. However, American English seems to be used more by second language English speakers on the street and in their private lives. The founder and co-editor of the journal World English agrees, American English is spreading faster than British English. And this spreading has even had some impact in England itself. Several factors can account for the wider use of American English. By the early 90s, the United States controlled 75% of the world's television programming, with satellites sending television shows like Sesame Street and Baywatch to every corner of the world. Hollywood exports also accounted for a huge share of the movie market in Europe, Asia, and South America. Another key factor is that Americans simply outnumber Britons. If a person travels widely, the chances are better that she or he will run into one of the 260 million Americans than one of the 55 million Britons. In other words, of the 350 million people who speak English as their first language, 70% speak the American version of English. Therefore, speaking American English is simply more practical. Bill Bryson, an American writer who has written several books on the history of English, says, "There is no question that Britain made English an international language in the 19th century with its empire. But it's Americans who were the driving force behind the globalization of English in the 20th century. The attitudes of teachers and learners have changed over the years with regard to which English is accepted or preferred. In Cairo, university students were given lower grades on papers if they used anything other than the proper British spelling of words. Today, many teachers and professors in Egypt who spent time studying in the United States allow either spelling for a word, like center, center. Thailand has experienced a similar situation. In schools and English newspapers in Thailand, British English is still considered the standard. But many teachers and professors who were trained in the United States speak with an American accent. Even in Europe, British and American English have begun to mix so much that linguists are now studying what they call Mid-Atlantic English. This new neutral form of English does not show strong ties to either British or American English and is perfectly suited for use between two non-native English speakers. Whatever kind of English learners end up using, both the United States and Britain realize that teaching English is big business. For Britain, the teaching of English brings in more than US$1 billion annually, while the United States attracts more than 450,000 students from other countries each year who pour more than US$7 billion into the American economy. After completing their programs, these students then return home and become powerful marketers of American English outside the United States. About one-fifth of the world already has some level of speaking and reading ability in English. For most of these non-native English speakers, their main concern is communicating with other non-native English speakers for business and travel. The debate between learning British and American English is really only a secondary concern for them.